see kind of a large wasp. Then we have a little yellow, sort of like a yellow jacket wasp. Well, they can really hurt you. And then we have those yellow jackets. They digging in the ground.
Did you sit there and bobby with this thing?
Yeah.
Does this red one build his nest in the ground?
No. Yep. In trees.
And the yellow jacket's in the ground? How about that one that uses mud or dirt and gets up
on it? Oh, that's a dirt dauber. Wife chased one out of here yesterday. I don't know, they come through the fire and then they come through this hole. You hear him singing, working way up there, and directly come down through that hole once out here.
They sure eat a lot of insects, don't they?
Oh, yeah. They get these spiders.
Will they sting you?
Yeah, if you fool with them.
Since we're talking about insects, what do you call those webs or strings outside that you find in the morning sometime between two pieces of grass?
Oh, that's spider webs.
Yeah. Isn't it miserable to walk into one of those and have it cross your face?
Yeah, I get into it once in a while. They just get on the other end. I walk to the door and I notice my head where they covered it over.
How about inside where you'll see one of them hanging down and maybe blowing in the wind? What do you call it inside? Or that thing that...
No, just a web. I mean, webbing.
When your wife gets the broom, huh?
Yeah.
What trees are common around here?
Well, we have pine, red oak, post oak, hickory, blackjack, sweet gum, black gum.
Now, gum, is there any other name for that?
No, just sweet gum, they call it. Well, sweet gum is different. You can't tell it from black gum, but a sweet gum, it has a sweet juice, and you can take that juice and it'll harden you. That's the way they used to make a chewing gum.
Oh.
Old people used to get chewing gum out. Good old black gum, well, it has a little blackberry on it. And tough, you couldn't split lightning hardly. But sweet gum, you can work them up. We used to make lots of rails out of them. Black gum, they'd leave them alone for a sawmill.
How about that tree that has a smooth bark and now and then a great big old scaly place of bark and a big broad leaf and little balls out on the end of the limbs?
Oh, sycamore.
Is that common here?
Yeah, I have two back over there in the field. Can't see them for years.
How about elm? Is that?
Yeah, that's elm right there.
Did you plant that? Or
no,
that?
They came up and fell in that chunk.
How about maple?
Well, maple, they are softwood trees.
Do these ever bother your well or your septic tank or anything?
Yeah, they're closed. They'll grow into a well.
What happens? What do they do? Just grow too big and break down the wall, or?
Yeah, there's dry weather, see, well, they'll send their roots on for water. In the softest place, that's what they'll take to you.
Do you have that bush around here that